Yo, what's good, everybody? We got Cy Ari the Kid in the building, and we got some amazing videos. Stay tuned.
You are now tuned into Black Hollywood Live. The beat.
Yeah, if I could go back to that day we met, I probably would just stay in bed. You run your mouth all over town, and this one goes out to the sound of breaking glass on my Range Rover. Pay me back,
good bitch.
It's Black Bear.
Presents I would
send. Fuck my friends behind my
shoulder. Next time we gonna find out. He look like Eminem.
I pray the Lord my soul to keep. And you got me thinking lately, bitch, you crazy, and nothing's ever good enough. I wrote a little song for you, it go like, don't break me, for so fucking done with you.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Hey, this is kind of hot. This is hitting. Who the hell is this Black Bear guy?
Yo,
he's hitting. Welcome to the beat. TV, everybody, and of course it's your girl Queen in the building. Unfortunately, Jesse's not here because he's not feeling well. So we want to wish you so much love and kisses, and we want you to feel better. But you know we gonna hold it down for you like we always do.
What happened to Jesse?
Jesse, I don't know. He hit us, say he was in the hospital, son.
Oh damn.
Overworking probably.
Stress.
That stress will put you up, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Get well, Jess.
Get well, Jess. But anyway, we got you know, whenever Jesse ain't here or if I'm not here. We got our loyal man, Mr. Carter.
I'm here. You already know.
He's always in the building. And today we got a great, very interesting, cool-ass motherfucker.
Damn right.
You know what I mean? By the name of Cy Ari the Kid. He is an amazing, amazing, amazing talent. Yo, welcome to the B.
What up, what up, what up?
What's good, Cy Ari?
Chilling, sipping this hot-ass water my man just gave me. What's up?
Why is it hot? I did see smoke coming out of it.
Did you want some ice, bro?
Nah,
it's
cool.
Did you ask for hot water?
Nah, I think the warm water is better if it's warm water, huh?
Wow, what does it do for
it
you?
It wasn't purposely.
I don't know. That's what they say. Room temperature water and all that is better.
I thought I saw some. Right. You want some fucking ice cubes. You know what I mean? Or a tea bag, bitch, if it's going to be warm.
I thought it was like some LA shit. You know, y'all be kind of weird out here.
I'm not from here. So, no.
But you here, though.
Are you here, too, though?
Yeah, well, I live in Atlanta, though.
I can't get no weirder than fucking Atlanta.
You think so? Nah, Atlanta not the weirdest, though.
Okay, we are weird here. Okay, L.A. people are weird.
L.A. is a little weird.
Everywhere
is a little weird. Nah, it's cool. Yeah, it's cool. It's all good.
Well, welcome. I'm so happy that you're here. You know, you kind of a big deal. You know what I mean?
Nah, I'm all right.
You kind of a big deal, Mr. Smooth Apple fucking Raider.
You think I'm smooth? You think I'm smooth?
I think you should look. You think I'm smooth? You know what I mean?
I'm a little
Mr. Smooth Operator. Yeah. So what we're going to do is we're going to play a few videos or whatever. You know, you give your opinion, but in the midst of it, you know, we're going to ask you some questions because I think you're very interesting.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
All right. Let's get it.
You here with me, son?
Yeah, I'm here with you. So we watch the videos and we get feedback on it.
You get feedback on the videos. All right,
okay.
So that was the first video that we just played, was Do Re Mi by Black Bear featuring Gucci Man. I'm really going to look deeper into that video.
Yeah.
Because he's very interesting. You said you live in Atlanta. How long you been in Atlanta?
Oh, about, a long time.
How?
Over 15 years.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I went to, like, middle school, elementary school out there.
Really? But I thought you said you from New York.
I was born in New York.
I was born.
Yeah, I was born in New York. Yeah, I was born.
Born but raised in Atlanta.
I lived in New York for 9 years, though, my first 9 years.
And
then I've been living in Atlanta since,
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah, I still go back, though. I'm good.
You still go back
good
to
good on the block.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
You got to be able to come back to the block.
I go back, man. I go back. I go back every other month. A lot of my family's still out there.
Okay. So you keep that. So you got to keep that door
My mom's
open.
Was from Harlem, and then I'm from the Bronx.
So. Oh. Your mom's is a G.
Yeah, she is.
All right. So the next video that we're going to watch is Bruno Mars, Versace on the Floor featuring Zendaya.
Oh, yeah.
I thought this was kind of sexy.
I
let's take our time tonight.
I love him.
Girl, above us all the stars are watching. There's no place I'd rather be in this world. Your eyes are where I'm lost in. Underneath the chandelier, we're dancing all alone. There's no reason to hide what we're feeling inside right now.
All right, all right. That's enough. He takes too long to get to it. I got Sai Ari here. I need to get through these videos. But if you guys want to check out the video, I thought it was... Wait a minute. Wait. Hey.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I was waiting for. But he was taking too long to get there. The drop. But anyway, that's Versace on the Floor by Bruno Mars. Shut up, Sai. By Bruno Mars or whatever. So, Sai, I hear that you are...
Yo, Queen acting like a label, like, yo, it's got to catch me in the first 5 seconds.
You got to catch me in the first 5 seconds, else that's it. I'm done.
Damn.
So, you know, rumor has it that you are a Grammy Award winning songwriter and producer.
Nah, my first platinum plaque, really.
Really?
Yeah.
God bless you. And what was your platinum plaque?
I worked on Travis Scott album, his last one that he just went platinum on.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, it's a song he got with him and Bryson Tiller called First Take.
And you partook in that.
Yeah, songwriting and producing on it. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Platinum plaque. See, he's working.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's working, guys.
Definitely.
And
working.
Yo, I went on your Instagram.
Uh-huh.
All your shit is popping. Yeah. All of your videos, you had budgets. You paid for your shit.
Yeah,
your shit was clean.
Yeah.
All your videos, you had the red or the phantom. Like your shit was official.
Wow, well, I own a red camera.
You're a smart man.
Yeah, I bought a red camera.
You spent grip on that, but it's worth every penny.
I worked it out, yeah. Because I was renting it every shoot, and then once me and my director, Dontel Antonio, because I shoot everything with him,
mm-hmm.
Once we found the guy we was renting it from, I think he was getting rid of all of them. He had like a good, I mean, it wasn't like cheap or nothing.
Of course not.
How much of y'all like brand new? But I was like, bro, let's go get it, bro, because we was doing a short film together,
mm-hmm.
And so I was like, we need it, so let's just do it. Because I keep renting them every video,
and
so
it's just
like,
adding up to the amount, right?
Yeah, I might be the only artist in Atlanta that owns a red camera.
I wouldn't be surprised, but your work, your work looks, the quality is popping. I usually don't go in and search for nobody. Like when the people come in here, you know, I just roll with it.
Yeah.
But I was like, let me see. And then I went on your Insta. I was like, oh, he's popping. His shit is together.
Yeah.
I was like, it's clean, it's neat, and it's professional.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't play button videos. Right.
So I can really appreciate an artist who is doing a thing. But before we go a little deeper into you, let's get to this next video. This next video is My Love by Wale featuring Major Lazer, Wizkid, and Dua Lipa, whoever the fuck that is.
Yeah, it's fucked up. She crazy.
She must be Dua Lipa with a name like that. Hey. I can't help but let you just
away. Oh, 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 oh. Mm-hmm.
I love the colors.
Can we get back when we had yesterday? Oh, 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 oh. If I ride with you, better know that I'm a ride for you. Better use a gun or knife for you. I ain't finna choose the side over you. Yeah. If I ride with you, ain't nothing to provide for you. Ain't nobody in my life like you. Ain't nobody gonna shine like you.
Show me my love. Hold
out.
Show me sweet love.
Okay, that's Wale. Featuring is the song is called My Love. Featuring Major Lazer, Wizkid, and Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa.
I mean, shit. If you guys want to check that, of course, you know that is also on on YouTube. So, you know, so you signed to Cash Money Records?
Yeah.
How the fuck you do that?
Yeah,
how
work.
How did you make that happen, man? How did you, who did that? How did you do that? How did you enter into the Matrix?
I mean, for a long time, I didn't want to do no, I didn't want to sign to nobody.
Right. Okay.
Just because independently, like, I felt like I put myself at a certain point on my own, and I was making, you know, what I needed to make. So, I mean, like, a lot of people, especially in Atlanta, that know my grind, you know what I'm saying, folks that know me, like, everything I had before the deal, like my i8, you know what I'm saying, my crib. I had a Sprinter when I would hit the road on my own before the deal. So it was like I didn't feel like I needed a deal. Because, you know, most, you know, when I was sitting with a lot of the labels, I felt like they was talking to me the way that they was talking to every other artist. And you can't do this. Like, you can't approach every female the same.
That's true.
And if I know something about the female, you know, I should approach her. Like, if I know, okay, she beautiful, okay, she take care of family, okay, she got a passion, she go with her gift every day. I need to talk to her different. And I just felt like a lot of the labels wasn't doing that, and I don't fuck with that. So it's like, you know, they was asking me questions like, damn, my nigga, did you even watch my Sway in the Morning interview or my Vlad interview? Like, why don't you know these things? Like, did you do any research? So for a while, I was just telling all the labels, nah, we're going to pass on it. But then with Bird, so they did the Cash Money Universal Republic deal. I just felt like at that time I started sitting back down with labels. They started offering something at that point. But I just felt like he was the only one. I mean, just the history of what they did. He found the greats, you know, Wayne, Drake, Nicki. Right. Just the whole Cash Money shit, I thought it's revolutionary, you know what I'm saying? And then once I got to meet him and Slim and really see how they are and how they move, I respect it. I mean, like, off camera, you know what I'm saying? How smart they are, but simple and straight to the point. And also, just, he asked me the question that I felt like all the labels should have asked me, and that was, nephew, like, what do you want? Tell me what you want, I'm going to give it to you. And that's what I was like, my nigga, that's what I'm talking about, my nigga.
That's what
like,
I want.
And I exercise that for a lot of artists. Is like, that's how they should be talking to you. Yeah. Like, they shouldn't be finding out information in our bio and then telling us what they going to do and not going to do, because that's bullshit, you know what I'm saying? So this is about knowing your worth. The situation was right. I'm very big on the way I create. Like, don't tell me. I'll take advice, but I don't really like taking advice. I like to learn, bumps and bruises, and I like to learn. I like to be a sponge, you know, when I'm paying attention. But when I'm in my creative process, my nigga, leave me the fuck alone. When I'm done, you know, say what you say.
Yeah.
Burr, he understands that. He'll come in the studio and go, I like that, you know. I'm never gonna tell you what to do with your shit. Like, I got you because I like what you do, you know. Then I'll tell you how to, you know, work it with this, with the crowd and this and that. But I'm never gonna, you know, compromise what you're doing creatively. And that's what I respect. I don't want nobody telling me what to do.
How do you? Because see, for you to say that, I think that's super dope. Because back in the days, the artists didn't have the upper hand. Now, I feel like the artists, the independent artists and the artists like yourself has the upper hand and can go in and demand what it is that they want and have the creative freedom to do their project the way that they choose to. Because back in the days, you know, they used to tell you how to do your project. They used to be like, I don't like that sound. I want you to look like this. I want you to sound like this. And I want you to do this. But I like the fact that
they still try it, though.
Yeah, but I like how you stood your ground.
Yeah, it's easy to kind of muscle what you want, because the people's opinions at an all-time high, so you can kind of like go around them and just go straight to the people if you really put the work in, you know what I'm saying? But it's just like, you really got to be able to like really believe in what you're doing and not really be kissing no ass and not thinking that they above you because they are labeling. My nigga, please.
Fuck
you know
that.
What I'm saying? You gotta walk in there a certain way, you know? It's like, I took meetings differently on my last time around. Before, you know, I'm walking in there, I'm happy, I'm turning my ringer off, you know. I'm not, and then, you know, one of my mentors was like, no, my nigga, they're looking for you to be a star. You know what I'm saying? When you walk in there, like, give them the same shit that they're giving you, if not more. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, damn, I'm noticing I'm in these meetings and, you know, their phones are ringing and their assistant keep knocking on the door. Why is this not a do not disturb sign out there? Why? So I'm like, you know what, my nigga? I'm going to turn my fucking ringer on.
Right.
I'm going to let my shit ring. Yeah, hold on real quick.
Right.
Yo, hello?
Right.
And it's like, people don't understand that. You know what I'm saying? So like, I cut my ringer on when I go into the meetings now. I put my feet on their fucking table on top of their magazine.
Right.
Like, nigga, fuck that. It's like, no, nigga, like, now, if you give me, you know, if I notice your phone ain't ringing and you like, hold on, tell them I'm in a meeting with Salary, we can't talk right now.
Right.
Then I'll give you that. But if I notice any knock or ring and you pick up the phone, I'm going to do the same shit to you. And artists don't understand that. Mm-hmm. They're just so busy kissing ass.
Yeah,
and just,
because they want it so bad, but they don't know that you have to, like you said, you have to set the tone. And I like the fact that you did that.
That's
shit.
That's real. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
freaking real. This is going to be the you know what? Fuck this. Let's go right into Sai Iree shit. So Sai Iree, fuck this.
Queen
turn
is rugged.
On. You know what I mean?
Queen is rugged.
Yo, X this shit out, son. Because I'm fucking with you right now. I feel you, Sai. You know what I mean? You real. I fucks with you. All right. So we going to go into this video called So Many.
Okay.
Sai Iree the Kid featuring K-Camp,
yeah.
Pokemon, and Go Prati. Did I say that right?
Oh
Pokemon Go Prati.
Yeah, he said Prati.
Pokemon Go. Oh, yeah, Pokemon
I was,
Go.
I don't know who on that song. Not
I'm
yet.
Like,
we redid the whole like Pokemon Go. Dante Antonio directed it. Cassius J, he produced it. And Ikey Boy mixed it, so.
Okay, so we talk about it after we see the video. Let's check it out. Pokemon.
Not Pokemon. Pokemon
Go.
Yeah.
Go home.
Right. It's going to drop, Queen. Don't.
Okay, I'm waiting.
It come.
Hey, right on time.
So many songs, so many hoes. So many battles and so many drugs, you know how it goes. So many hundreds, I just count money, I just want some more. So many niggas, snitches, ain't the real niggas that don't rule. So many girls, so many songs, so many hoes. So many battles and so many drugs, you know how it goes. So many hundreds, I just count money, I just want some more. So many niggas, snitches, ain't the real niggas that don't rule. I just be counting hundreds. I pull up on your heart, I be stunned. She love the way I get money. I go out of my way to get money. Don't look at me crazy.
It's just like the game.
Yeah, that shit was a praise, too.
Brand new Mercedes, mama, I made it. These niggas hang for something.
Oh, got him.
Feel my young nigga chopper. Trap house still jumping. D-ho be tripping. I ain't your bro, I fuck you.
Hey. Hey.
Yo, she like that disrespectful shit. Yo, Queen.
So many girls, so many songs, so many hoes. So many battles and so many drugs, you know how it goes. So many hundreds, I just count money, I just want some more.
That's pretty much the scheme of the video, though. You ain't gotta watch the whole thing.
No, why?
Okay, fuck it.
You got another video that I can pull up?
Well, I do.
Not the one that. Yeah, give me something else. This is dope.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
this one, Sai Iree, Pokemon.
Yeah.
First of all, let me say this, because first of all, I like the concept of that.
Yeah.
But let me say this. It's been a very long time, and I don't like many fucking rappers and
because
I think they mad whack.
Yeah,
I don't have a problem with being like, you a little fugazi to me, son. I'm not fucking with, I love your sound. Everything with you is clean.
Yeah. Yeah.
And professional sounding, like you can tell, you take your time, you mix your shit,
you do.
People don't be mixing, you be hearing echoes and shit in the background. You hear the echoes in the background, the fucking ad libs, you know the shit ain't tweaked properly. I like the way they sound. I want to play another one of your videos.
Ex-fiance,
Steve, let's look it up.
Ex-fiance, that's the one.
But in the midst of him looking up ex-fiance.
Yeah.
You have a project that's dropping in 2 weeks. Can you tell us about the
Notice
project?
It just dropped? Yeah, it's called 2 Weeks Notice.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. See, his 2 Weeks Notice project.
No.
Who wrote this?
Yeah. The title probably confused him. But the concept behind it was one of my biggest projects was called Before the Heartbreak.
Okay.
And I'm working on a sequel to it, which is in like super high demand by the females.
Yeah.
And it's called After the Heartbreak.
Okay.
But in the process, it's like more like about relationships and breaking up with somebody and what goes on. So I end up doing something. I wanted to have a little fun before I did that for the DJs and the streets and the kids and the people and stuff like that. So I recorded for 14 days straight.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I got it mixed right on the 14th day. And right when I got all the mixes back, and the artwork, everything was done in 14 days. And then I put it right out.
Learn from this man, people. Yeah. Learn from this man. Okay, go ahead. Sorry, keep going.
But yeah, that was something I wanted to do. I always was able to record a lot like that. But that's like the old, Gucci Man like process. You know what I'm saying?
You can't
stuff
walk
like
in
that.
While I'm filming.
Yeah, you can't walk in while we filming.
You can't be doing that. Who you? Who that walking? Brandon up in here, son. That's your people?
That's my bro. That's my brother.
Yo, brother. Brandon Come on Lewis. In.
Brandon Lewis, man. You're a comedian.
Come
man.
In, Brandon Lewis. Sit your ass down right here. You mad late. And make sure you duck. No, you know what? Sit right here. You shouldn't be walking in the middle of me filming.
I thought it was like a radio.
It ain't no goddamn radio. We on live.
Live,
I wish we live, baby. We live. Coming in here fucking late, poking your head in here. Don't you ever walk in my show again and do that. Apologize. Tell my fans sorry.
Yo, her name Queen, see?
Yeah,
that's my name. Queen? Yes, it is.
Oh, that shit
works. Yeah. So we was just talking about the project that you said that just dropped, and yeah. you wanted to, you know, be catered to the people or yeah. whatever. And I think that that's super dope.
Yeah.
Before we go, I want to see. Let's see, ex-fiance.
Yeah, I got it.
Is this something like for the girls?
I hate saying that.
Okay, yeah, let me see.
Yeah, it's
you don't want to be on no. You don't want to be on no
but
LL
yeah,
Cool
yeah.
J shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But
it's starring Cash Dollars in it.
Cash Doll?
Ezel from Friday. DC Young Fly.
Oh.
Dooley Funny in it. Yeah, I got a couple people.
Okay,
in there,
let's check that out.
Yeah.
Let's check this
Trey
out.
Trey Williamson in there. Yeah, there's a couple people.
She said.
Yeah, this sound good. Turn it up for me, Steve.
She said, I don't know what love is. I said, girl, if you do, then why you single? Why you out here trying to mingle? Why you always trying to bring up everything that's wrong with me? Keep it G, yeah.
Hey,
you just another girl I would have married.
Hey,
doing a thing for that horse and carriage.
Hey,
we shot for the stars. I gave you my all. In love, out of love, that's all. Dead and gone, you knew what I was on before we was one. Just look at me in the eye.
Listen to that high voice. Yes, hit them notes. Look, that's Cash Doll.
And Issa.
Don't start that. Today is the day I'm getting married. No.
I mean, this man is, have you seen it?
He's
black.
What's wrong with that?
He's so black, he went to med school and they worked in
action. Okay,
that's
dope.
It's stupid.
You love him. I love you.
Can you just support me?
I'm going to support you.
It's my wedding
day. All right.
Thank you.
DC Young Fly met him before. He's mad funny.
Keep your
ways. Nah, yeah, not my wife, but you was wifey. You wasn't when like me, but you like me. If I ain't right, yeah, I used to write me. Think about it.
You got
Lizzie. I don't know what love is.
You said Steve got Lizzie's skin.
Uh-huh. I said, girl, if you do, then why you single? Why you out?
That's my son and my niece.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Always trying to bring
that's
up
beautiful.
That's beautiful. Keep it G.
Okay, guys, that's ex-fiance.
It's a movie.
Yeah.
Yo, I fucks with you. I think I'm kind of a fan now.
I got an album for you. You single? You definitely single.
I'm definitely single.
I know you was. Yeah, I know it.
How you know?
That's one of my gifts.
Yes, I'm single, but I don't want to be single.
I read women. I read women.
Why? Do I sound desperate?
How do you think I knew that?
No. Probably because I'm thick in LA and they don't like me.
It's not a bad thing. When I say single, it's not.
You got a man for me?
No, you don't need
him.
I'll
give him the best head of his life. Ooh. No, I'm kidding. I'm sorry.
Yo, switch seats, man. Yo, Queen. Queen is sucking the gum out of blow pop, boy. Wow. Yo, Steve. Steve. Yo, she was crazy.
Okay. So you're
crazy.
Hold on, let's get
right. The glasses fogged up, bro.
I should start steaming up.
They be sleeping on the thick girls, but it's all good, you know. Anyway, because don't be under the YouTube video saying shit, because y'all be mad at me because I'm always talking about
fellatio
and how good my hootie the box is. The box is good.
Respect.
You live in Atlanta.
Yo, why y'all girls keep talking about how good y'all vagina is? You don't know.
I know.
No,
if you
don't.
Gotta take a 5-second pause before your first pump, my shit is good.
Or But I'm saying, y'all don't know. How they be knowing, bro?
How you gonna ask him? He don't fucking know.
I'm saying, no.
I figured one day y'all
kicked it after work or something like that. I figured one day I was like, man, you free later?
Never.
Like, let's get it popping.
He's my little brother. He's like a little brother.
You're not hitting your coworkers, man?
I need a man. I need a grown ass man. You feel me? A grown ass man.
Knock that shit down.
All day.
Cut all that talking off.
That's right. Knock me till I can't breathe, nigga. All
right.
Okay, sorry.
Yo!
I'm so sorry.
Yo!
Oh, complex. Sorry.
It's real raw here, though.
It gets raw. It gets no rilla. You on the Beat TV with Queen. It's all day. That's a Mr. Carter. That's just what we do. So you have a video called Made featuring Birdman, and it drops this week, or when is this dropping?
We're dropping, Kiki, we're doing next week, right? Yeah.
Next week, we're going to drop it?
Kiki got to get a green light, and we're going to drop it next week.
Okay, can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, Made, that's the record I got on there with Bird. It's on a 2 weeks notice project. Dontell and Tony shot it. Dubbed the Prodigy, Illa Jones, and Tony produced it. We did another little movie, like little type of thing. Like, mm-hmm. It's like a little special effect with the camera shit we did in there that nobody doing, too. It's definitely like it's super. I try to make Bird act a little bit in it.
Oh my
you know,
god!
You know he don't be with all that shit, but
he just be walking mad slow. Like,
nah, I made him do a little. I made him get out of character out of character, but I made him do a little bit of acting in it.
Okay, how did he appreciate that? He participated.
He got the fuck up out of there. Now, actually, there's a scene where he leaves the room in the video, but he actually left.
The set?
Yeah, that was like, he was like, after I do the scene, I'm out. And then he didn't come back.
Oh, shit. I guess he was like, nah, he gonna try to get me to
that
do
nigga
something
keep
else.
His image up, man. Nigga not available like that. I'm out.
Right.
I'm out, my nigga. Right. I'm out, nephew. Make it work.
So your, the album, the project that you dropped, it has K-Camp, Derez
Deshaun on there. Yeah.
Rich Kid, Birdman.
Rich the Kid. Don't do my little boy like that.
Rich Kid. Yo, all
don't do little Brody
okay,
like that.
I'm going to do little Brody like that because y'all grown ass fucking
the kid,
men
the
with
kid,
the kid on the end.
Well, you know, up top, they be like, you know, fuck with the kid, man. You know,
we do say fuck with the kid, but you ain't the kid.
But my son's name is Man Man. That don't mean you can be what
but
you
man,
want.
But Man Man going to be Man Man for 18
that's
years.
Like, that's like Queen Elizabeth coming going, you not a queen. Yes,
no,
she
I
is.
I am a queen. I was
exactly.
born a queen.
And I'm the kid. I'm that nigga. I'm the
you
god.
You the kid? You the god?
You? J-W-D, though.
Word?
Yeah.
What that mean?
I don't want to spell it G-O-D. That's kind of like disrespecting the man upstairs, so I spell it different.
Oh.
Yeah.
Blowing my mind.
Wait, pun intended or no?
No. Oh,
you can't say nothing else that sound like anything.
I can't
you
say
see, he already took
anything
already
oral.
Went.
Anything oral sounding,
wait,
you need to switch.
He already took
I can't
his.
Say
he already
this
took.
Anymore, y'all. I feel this energy.
Y'all.
Already,
blowing your mind.
He already took right. his. He already took his glasses
okay,
off.
Y'all,
he already took his glasses off so I can look him in the eye like
yeah,
bitch.
Man, like,
you ever feeling saucy? I don't leave until.
Yo. Right.
Sip, motherfucker, sip.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Feel me?
Yo. So when can everybody see your stuff? Where can everybody follow you?
My website, sirethekid.net. All my social media is the same, SYARIDAKID. You know it's me. Got the blue check on that thing.
Hey,
I'm verified. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, slide in my DM at your own.
And when the video drop next week, because we gonna believe in God that you gonna get it done. Amen.
Yeah, it's gonna be out.
So then I need y'all to send that here.
Please,
we got you. We
so
got
that
you.
We can play it.
Yeah, we got you. We
and
got
you.
You
have to come back. When are you back in L.A.?
I come here once a month now.
Okay.
I damn near live here now. Once a month.
You don't know what you gonna do.
Damn near live here.
Damn near ain't.
I can't
damn
fully
near
move
ain't.
Though. I got a son full time, so I can't. Yeah, I can't play. I can't do that.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So where can everybody follow you, Mr. Carter? You already know.
Y'all already know, though. You can follow me everywhere at Mr. Carter.
Okay.
That was so dry.
and simple. Y'all already
right,
know.
Right,
don't
right,
you
right.
have a SoundCloud
right.
and all that that shit.
I don't be on that shit, y'all.
Yes, you do, motherfucker. You just was posting videos.
I don't be on SoundCloud, thanks.
What do you be on? Queen. Apple Movie?
Hey, what are we on right now that somebody's watching me?
You on YouTube Live. YouTube,
for real? Yeah. Oh, that's fine.
YouTube Live.
Shorty just said she watching me.
She watching you? Tell Shorty I said.
What up, dog?
What up? I ain't do nothing, Kiki.
Dominique, what up, though?
Dominique, he said, what up, though? Anyway, y'all already know. First of all, thank you so much for tuning in to the beat. You know, when I'm always out of character. Not out of character. This is me.
That's you.
Fuck.
Yeah, that's
ain't
you.
Ain't no character.
Yeah, that's you. I like
this is who I am.
Yeah.
And I want to thank you guys for being so faithful and watching The Beat TV. As you know, you can follow me at Queen Wink on Instagram, at Queen Wink on Snapchat, and at Queen Live on Twitter.
Okay.
And if you want some motherfucking extensions, go to winklux.com. And if you want your motherfucking hair done, come see me at RVM Salons on Wilshire
hustling?
Boulevard.
Yeah,
hustling
all day.
Oh, yeah, that's the barbershop.
Yeah, the barbershop across the street.
No, that's the barbershop I was telling you about.
That's your joint?
I'm across the street at the salon.
Oh,
yo, we popping. We got Wilshire on lock.
Okay, okay.
So, see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I worked there. You hear that? The rumor has it.
Yeah.
RVM is popping.
Yeah.
We're official.
Okay.
So thank you so much for tuning in and leave a message. And if you want to leave any music,
you already know. Leave it in the email in the comments, bhhuttlebeat@gmail.com.
Yes.
We'll get it on here.
Yep. You know he's the man who takes care of all that.
All right.
Thank you so much for tuning in to thebeattv.com.
Till next week.
Till next week. Deuces.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Music Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.